We also need to be prepared. What does a recession mean? What does inflation mean? Inflation, the definition is in a general increase in prices and fall in the purchasing value of money.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back, friends. So we have a lot to talk about today. My head is like a little bit all over the place today because we're looking at all these financial metrics. So we have a Fed rate increase coming, the GDP and unemployment numbers all coming out. How does that have to relate to investment? Well, pretty much everything. So first, I want to start with saying that I just went and sold a car that I had been leasing for the last 2 years. And there is relevance, so stay with me. The Ford F-150 that I bought was a fantastic family truck for the last 2 years. I love it. And usually at the end of a lease, you just go and you turn it in. Everybody knows the car market has been insane. And you can now buy your lease and sell it back to the dealer and make some money. So essentially, I had a 2 year lease and they just cut me a check for one full year of what my lease payments were. So pretty cool. But that's what it means by this inflationary season. So now they're raising interest rates. I've noticed in the last couple of months that the price that they were going to pay me for that truck has come down a little bit. It's about 1% or 1.5% in just the last 30 days. Is that a big deal? Maybe. I've read a couple of different articles recently that says that, you know, a lot of these car dealers, they're tacking on market adjustments and now less and less people are qualifying because of higher interest rates. But if you have good credit, you'll still go get qualified, right? So unlike the residential mortgage market, cars are not regulated the same way. The article that I just read said 4% of all car dealers actually verify employment and or income. So think about the last time you went and bought a car, leased a car, financed a car. Did they verify your income? Did they check your pay stubs? Most likely, like 96% of the time, they're not doing that. It's just because it's not regulated. So they're making more money off of financing these cars than selling these cars, which is very interesting. It leads to kind of the next, you know, problem of defaults, right? When people default, there's going to be car repos, prices are going to come down. So I was like, hey, rates are going up tomorrow. I want to go sell this truck today. So I just drove around, got a bunch of offers, sold the truck. And it was because since even 30 days ago, the offer that they gave me was less. And that's because the market is starting to soften, right? Which we knew would happen. That's the whole reason that the Fed increases interest rates and how that interacts on the economy, right? You have less buying power. So anyway, just a real world example of what I've been experiencing with just like cost of goods, how much they're going to pay for stuff, what trade-in values are, things like that. So one of the things I wanted to discuss is like, what is the definition of a recession? Because we keep hearing that, well, at least from the White House, that we're not going into a recession. But the broadest understanding of what a recession is a business cycle contraction when there's a general decline in economic activity. Recessions usually occur when there are two consecutive quarters of GDP decline, right? I understand why the president is trying to spin this as it's not a recession because he wants to point to other economic factors. And the fact is that no sitting president in a recession has ever been reelected. So I understand the game that they're trying to play. I don't fault them for it. That being said, we also need to be prepared, right? What does a recession mean? What does inflation mean? How are these things intrinsically tied, right? So inflation, the definition is in a general increase in prices and fall in the purchasing value of money. If you're looking for a rental, if you're looking, and this goes back to my car example, right? They're paying less for the same truck because the truck is worth less. And they hike interest rates so that they can slow the rate of inflation. And it's working. So the good news is that it looks like we've reached the peak of inflation and it's starting to be tempered a little bit. The bad news is, it's just like in the 70s, they've overcorrected or will continue to overcorrect. Another point increase is probably coming tomorrow. And that means that by 2023, by the springtime, they're probably already going to be looking at rate cuts, right? Because they're going to soften and dampen the economy so much. So anyway, macroeconomics is not my specialty, right? Obviously, it's to real estate. But you need to understand these macroeconomic levels so that you can prepare for your investment strategy. What does that mean we're doing? One, we're taking into a sliding scale account of what interest rates could be, right? Buying and selling. And that means that now, until 90 days from now, when we acquire a piece of property, interest rates might go up. Okay, well, let's do a sensitivity on that. How much could it go up? How much can we afford it to go up before we have to kill a deal? Also, how much, if we're doing a bridge loan, how much of a sensitivity can we stand within that bridge loan? We personally are not looking at a ton of bridge debt. We're looking at deals that can sustain on long-term debt with the option to refinance if and when possible, but without any, like, a requirement to do so. Because I think it's important to make sure that you're underwriting to these sensitivities, because things change, right? We're about to enter a time where I'm very excited. I was on the phone yesterday with a potential client, and they were asking us, well, do you think now is a good time to invest in real estate? And my answer is always the same, right? Like, understand where you're asking for advice from. You want to go to a divorce attorney, they're going to suggest divorce. You want to go to a surgeon, they're going to suggest surgery. So just understand that this is my purview, right? And this is how I view the world. And what it means is in an inflationary season, a lot of people do feel a squeeze, right? Real estate investors historically have done very well through these inflationary periods because inflation is based on the consumer price index. One of the major identifiers of increase of consumer price indexes are housing costs, right? So as housing costs go up, inflation is corollary, or vice versa. So in inflationary seasons, rent continues to go up, and there is a mutual benefit to the investor who owns the property as rents go up and outpaces inflation. That's why we always say that, you know, commercial real estate is a hedge against inflation because it kind of tracks with it. So that's number one. Number two, you also have to think about, as purchasing power decreases, right? And the same house, by the way, that you were looking at for $500,000 a year ago, you only qualify for, I think, $370,000 now based on the interest rate hikes. Well, if you were looking in neighborhood A for $500,000, and now you're still looking in neighborhood A for $370,000, what does that do to your buying power, right? Significantly reduces what type of house you can buy. More than likely, you're going to have to now move to neighborhood B because you can afford that, which means that people will either rent or wait, more than likely. So what happens when people are priced out of the housing market is a great hedge against interest rate inflation as well. So just a couple of thoughts about where the economy is going. I posted today, you know, this is just a little bit of a joke, but Yellen said, we're not in a recession. We are in a transition in which growth is slow. And again, I don't fault the White House and the president for saying things like this because, you know, they're going to be out of a job if it continues, right? But the United States Secretary of the Treasury essentially changing what the definition is of a recession should be comical to the educated folks. What is scary, though, is that the majority of people really don't understand this macro microeconomic level, and they do take Secretary of the Treasury at their word. So anyway, buckle up. It's going to be an interesting ride. We are active and bullish and still looking for deals and still looking for great deals, because if there's any place that I want to put my cash, it's in a hard asset, right? If inflation is up 9.1%, which we all know that we're paying more than that for common goods and services, but let's say that they're right, 9.1% is the actual inflationary rate. Putting that money in a bank account means that you're losing 9.1% of that spending power. So very interesting in how you have to look at investments right now. One, the stock market volatility over the last couple of months has been insane. And then two, if you're just sitting in a cash position, it's literally costing you probably double-digit percentages. So something to think about. Get non-correlated assets that hedge against inflation is our non-financial advice, but what our families are doing. So thanks for tuning in. Hope that was helpful. Reach out to us. If you haven't signed up for the Investor Club, make sure you go to integrityhq.com and sign up. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.